This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Arcata Police Department is searching for a black male adult who shot a man during an in-progress burglary at a residence on Karen Court yesterday morning. Police received a report of shots fired in the area around 11 o'clock, and the victim told officers that he had came home from work and found the suspect inside of his residence. The victim confronted the suspect as he was fleeing in a black SUV, and the suspect subsequently shot the victim in the arm and bicep. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, and the suspect remains at large. Humboldt State University's Upward Bound program has helped local high school students enroll into college, and the program recently received $1.3 million in grant funding. The funding was rewarded by the Department of Education, and it will be distributed over the next 5 years, as the program continues to serve students in various high schools in the county. The program plans to expand this summer, and it will include a summer outreach program aimed at assisting graduating high school seniors to help follow through on commitments to enroll in college. The program has successfully helped 85% of its participants enroll. For the last 5 years, Pacific Gas and Electric's Better Together Scholarship Program has awarded scholarship money to numerous students in California, and this year, a Fortuna High School student was one of 20 students in Northern and Central California chosen to receive money. Claire Stockwell, who will graduate from Fortuna High School and will attend Cal Berkeley in the fall, was awarded $5,000 per year for the next 4 years, totaling to $20,000. The Better Together Scholarship Program began in 2012 and has committed more than $4 million in scholarship money. A longtime Humboldt County judge is set to retire. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt County Superior Court Judge Marilyn Miles has announced that after 20 years on the bench, she will retire effective July 31st. Miles was sworn in as a judge on the Humboldt County Municipal Court in January of 2017, and following the consolidation of the courts, Miles became the first woman to be sworn in as a Humboldt County Superior Court judge in 1998. Miles began her career in the county DA's office as the directing attorney for the Eureka Office of the California Indian Services. Miles earned a BA from San Jose State, a master's at Humboldt State, and her law degree from UC Davis.
Thank you, Dan. The Eureka City Council is in the process of establishing an ad hoc committee, and the council is seeking residents interested in becoming a member. The committee will consist of 7 members, and members will review proposed ward boundaries for the 5 wards within the city of Eureka. Residents have until June 30th to submit a letter of interest, and each council member will choose a member to represent their ward, and the mayor will choose 2 at-large members during the council's July 20th meeting. Committee meetings will begin in August. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services will receive $3.8 million in grant funding to take part in the statewide local dental pilot project. The project aims to improve dental care access for income-eligible children between 0 to 12 years old who are at high risk of dental disease. Humboldt County was one of 15 communities approved for the program, and the program in total has $150 million in funding to distribute. Health and Human Services will partner with various agencies, some of which include the Redwoods Rural Health Center, Redwood Community Action Agency, and Open Door Community Health Centers. Over the next 4 years, the Health and Human Services Department and partner agencies will perform outreach, prevention, and education at daycares, preschools, and elementary schools. Arcata City work crews are set to begin upgrading a portion of the natural gas distribution system in the 11th Street neighborhood. Work is expected to begin this week on 11th Street between D and Union Streets, and it will continue through late July. Residents are reminded that detours as well as traffic control will be in effect, and before work begins, officials will contact residents and businesses in the neighborhood affected by the work. For more information, you can contact Arcata City officials. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.